Okay, start it again. All right, next case on the record is case number 11-005. Property address is 1203 Linden Place Northeast. Owner record is Elijah and Debbie Short. SBCLB Board Action. Board vote to 60-day extension to give time for the owner to obtain permit. The property was inspected on 8-18-2015. Inspector Taylor, what were your findings?
On 8-18-2015, the inspection revealed that this property is not abated.
Okay, Ms. Turner, have you heard anything from anyone?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I do see that those are new boards. Hold it right there for a second. So they look like they put up new boards on the front. Do we ever issue notice of violation for anything, Mr. Taylor?
And we have them, sir.
Okay, and there's still some work that needs to be done in the rear.
Yeah, it's still in the same condition as the previous inspections.
All right, this case goes back to 2011. Did the owner ever come in and talk to us? Because I see something in reference to give the owner time to obtain permit.
Last time we had this property on the board, a young gentleman came and spoke, I guess, on behalf of the family. He was from North Carolina, but raised in here.
You're right, I do remember something in reference to that. Okay, 2011 case 005. And we did send the owner out a letter referencing this meeting, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion that we place an order of condemnation on the property.
Second.
So probably move a second that the order of condemnation be placed on the property. All in favor say aye.
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 None opposed. Motion carried. Next case up is case number 13-015. Property address is 1408 Meridian Place Northwest. Owner of record is John Flukas. Board voted 60-day extension on 4/13/2014. Refer to structural assessment. Mr. Taylor's property was inspected on August 18, 2015. What were your findings?
Normal inspection of the property and the citation of the property is not abated. Oh. In the same condition as previous inspections. And the case has been sent to enforcement.
So certificate of condemnation was already placed on this property going back as far as 2015. They said the case is being prepared for enforcement.
Enforcement is already done.
Okay, so enforcement has been done. So let's take a look at it again. This is the one that looks pretty bad. Now, was that board on the front coming loose? Go back, yeah, that one. See right there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't that a board? Yeah,
it looks like a board and door. And it's been like that from the other three inspections that I've
done.
Yeah. How was the yard? How grass weeds? Was it fairly clean, or?
It has some. It can be good enough for a CW. It's not bad, but there are some weeds and grass.
Okay. This is another one where we just have to start to look to try to make maybe some type of recommendation to ICA to be a little more aggressive. already placed an order of condemnation on the property. Let's refer it back to enforcement, ICA enforcement, so they can clean up the yard.
Okay.
So let's make a note of that. And we have to, I make a motion to extend the case for 60 days.
Second.
Right. So we probably move a second that case, we extend it for 60 days. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried. All right, next case on the record is case number 13-016. Property Address is 509 Old Street Northwest. Owner record is Beverly Baker. Last BCRB board action was a 90-day extension was granted on 5/23/2014. Refer to enforcement for structural engineers assessment. This is a 2003 case. Hold it right there. I remember this property. Alright, and this is the same present condition as it is now. Big, beautiful size brownstone that is just being neglected. We already placed order and condemnation on the property. Well, I'm sorry, hold on, let's see, 509-0.
Oh, shoot.
509-0 Street. Didn't we... We never required structural engineer's assessment. Let me see. Structural engineer's assessment. Oh, we referred it to enforcement for structural yeah. engineer assessment. I thought we weren't given a report or something. Why do I think at some point we may have been given a report? Now, what's that right there, that building permit? Permit issue 4/13/2015. Brick pointing on the facade. Let's see if it's anything in managed documents. Because I do remember something about a report, structural engineer report. No, I thought it might have been some type of search engine report. But somebody did actually get a permit for brick pointing. All right, I need you to, let's work with Robert.
Who will get this structure enforcement?
Yeah, they were going to get a structural engineer to go out and make an assessment of the building to determine if it's safe or not.
It will not be done departmentally, right?
Yeah, it was. But I don't know
then
if that happened.
We should follow up with them.
Yeah. We need to follow up with that, but I see back in April, was it April this year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so April this year, somebody got a building permit to do some brick pointing. So we must got somebody's attention. And you have no records or any contact information for these folks?
Yeah, 4 months already.
Yeah, from Ms. Baker, I left her a message.
And she hasn't called you back?
No.
Okay, so we need to follow up on with enforcement to see if there was a structural engineer report conducted, and we need to reach back out to Ms. Baker to find out what's going on. Those pictures look like we had some high grass and weeds on that lot, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make a referral back to enforcement to go clean that lot up again. Yeah, that's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right, so let's send enforcement back out there again. I make a motion to extend the case for 60 days.
Yeah. Second.
All right, proper move and second that the case be extended for 60 days. And we also reach out to enforcement to re-clean the yard and check with the owner of record to see what's going on with this brick pointing permit that they pulled back in April. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There being none, motion carried. All right, we're back on the record. Next case up is 12-023. Property address is 816 6th Street Northeast. Owner of record is Evangeline Edwards. Property was inspected on August 21st, 2015 by Inspector Taylor. What are your findings, sir?
Okay, the date of inspection revealed that this property has been abated.
Okay, well, that's some good news. Okay, let's see. Yeah, picture looks good. And the rear. Yep, rear looks good. Rear looks good. Great. Make a motion to close the case.
Second.
It's been properly moved and second to close the case. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
None opposed. Motion carried. Okay, we're back on the record. Next case number is 12-017. Property address is 1716 M Street Northeast. Owner of record is John M. Winthorpe Living Trust. Property was inspected on August 20th, 2015. Inspector Taylor, what were your findings, sir?
An initial inspection was conducted on August 20th, and there's no cause.
Okay, let's take a look at some of these photos.
Are you taking pictures of me?
I kind of died at the time when I was getting the rear.
Okay. All right, I make a recommendation that we close the case.
Yes, second.
All right, so we're probably moving second that the case be closed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed. Motion carrying. All right, next case on the record is case number 15-014. Property address is 629 Otis Place Northwest. Owner of record is Stephen S. Last name H-U-H. Inspector Taylor, this property is suspected on August 21st, 2015. What were your findings, sir?
Another initial inspection was conducted on 821, and this is another property that has no cause.
Great. After inspector's recommendation, I make a motion that we close the case.
Second.
We're probably moving second that the case be closed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It being none, motion carries. Okay, we're back on the record. Next case number is 12-025. Property address is 5102 Hannah Place Southeast. Owner of record is Evelyn C. Brown Trustees. BCLB voted 60-day extension. Refer to enforcement for abatement. Property was inspected on August 20th, 2015. Inspector Taylor, what were your findings?
On May 20th, the property inspection revealed that this property is not abated.
Yeah, I remember this property here. We do see some property maintenance concerns there.
This has been sent to enforcement some time ago.
Okay, yeah, I remember this is still sitting like this for a while. Mm-hmm. Okay, they need to do some cleaning up in the yard. I make a motion that we place an order of condemnation on the property.
Second.
We're probably moving second that order of condemnation be placed on the property. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There being a motion carrying. Okay, next case on the record is case number 15-015. Property address is 424 19th Street Northeast. Owner record is Nedges J. Haynes. Property was inspected on August 21st, 2015. Inspector Taylor, what were your findings?
Okay, another initial inspection was conducted and the property has no cause.
Okay, 424. Now that's kind of weird because this is a 2015 case. So I don't understand how. Okay. Might be a little love on a grass and weeds deal. So, and that's a little bit of stored material in the rear. Yeah, under that tarp. What's under that tarp?
It looks like it might be a bike or something.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'd be a little concerned about the weeds growing along the grass line. Okay. Refer to housing for a property maintenance inspection. I make a motion that we close the case.
Second.
Property moving second that the case be closed. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Not opposed. Motion carrying. All right. Next case on the record is case number 14-012. Property address is 3326 Eli Street Northeast. Owner of record is...
Southeast?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Southeast. Eli Street, Southeast. Owner of record is Mercedes Dickerson. Board voted a 60-day extension on 7-18.
She wasn't on the agenda. This was the pictures right here. She
wasn't
on
the agenda. Okay. Oh, yeah, Eli. All right, and...
The gentleman came by, Mr. Dickerson.
Yeah, we put the windows.
Window.
Yeah, and this is the one that had that weird little, they were doing some roof work or something yes. Around the front or something. Yeah, I really don't understand.
I don't see anything. No, yeah.
Because I know we needed them to put windows. And they were doing something. Oh, that's the soffit there. Charles, explain to me What's going on there?
I think it's some different material, that's all.
Yeah, that's the right.
For joint?
Go to him.
Yeah. Old architecture. The windows are okay, all right. Yeah, I think there's some different joint there.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't know what's
I don't know why it's different.
Oh, that's in the rear? So that's still existing condition there? Okay, so they still have, keep going.
But these were old.
That was in June.
That is in June. How does it look now, from your memory?
That was my last time.
He didn't go to this one.
The owner came here the other day to bring pictures.
All right, I'll tell you what we're gonna do, Charles. I need you to go back out there and visit his property, because see, right here, the soffit area, I don't know what they got going on there.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, see, it's just something hanging, like I told you in the picture, something's hanging down. All right, I'm gonna make a motion that we extend this case for 30 days. We need to put it on it. Huh? Yeah, re-inspect.
Yeah.
We'll put it back on the agenda. And give them a little more time to finish out these other areas so that we can feel comfortable enough that we think we can try to close this case. Try to get some shots of the roof, too, or something. I mean, you know, step back as far as you can to try to get something. Because I'm not that, I don't understand this here.
Yeah, it should be re-inspected here.
Yeah. Try to see if this is pressure treated. I don't know if it's siding. I don't know what it is.
It's not clear. Why this should
be? It looks like Kennedy Center.
Yeah.
Kennedy Center.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, let me go. So I make a motion to extend the case for 30 days. Okay. So probably move the second that the case be extended for 30 days. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
None opposed. Motion carried. Okay, this concludes the Board of Condemnation for Sanitary Buildings meeting. It is now 11:41 p.m., Wednesday, August 26, 2015. Thank all.